On with the news. Lotus opens Hethel to other firms to secure the future of the Norfolk headquarters. A UEA student wins a prestigious award for her cybercrime documentary. And neighbours flee as fire engulfs a flat at the old hospital site.
Lotus has launched a new high-performance centre, opening its Hethel headquarters to other manufacturers and technology companies in a move that will help secure the long-term future of the Norfolk site. The Hethel Performance Hub aims to collaborate with manufacturers, tech companies and other firms, giving them access to Lotus's engineering, advanced manufacturing and motorsport expertise, allowing them to develop, test and build new products. Lotus said the centre is already operational, with engineering and manufacturing programmes underway. It said it is working with a global electric vehicle manufacturer, a UK-based sports car brand, and European low-volume vehicle producer, but it did not name them. Lotus said its long-term plan is to establish Hethel as a globally recognised centre for high-performance innovation and specialist low-volume production.
A UEA student has nabbed one of the most prestigious awards for her documentary on cybercrime. Ritula Nisha from Bangalore, where she worked as a product development engineer, won a top prize at the National Royal Television Society Student Awards for Best Postgraduate Journalist. Miss Nisha graduated last summer after completing her MA in Broadcast and Digital Journalism. She was nominated for the award in May this year for her documentary, Ghosts in the Machine, The Invisible Eyes of Cybercrime, which explores the hidden world of online crime. Julian Sturdy, a lecturer at the university, said, "Ritula's journey from an engineer in Bangalore to winning one of the most prestigious student documentary awards in the UK is an incredible story of its own. And it is fantastic that she produced, shot and edited the entire film single-handedly within a year of starting broadcast journalism here."
Neighbours have described fleeing their properties after a blaze engulfed a flat at the old hospital site near the city centre. Almost half a dozen engines attended the fire on St Stephen's Road, which tore through a flat on the second floor near the chapel. One person has been taken to hospital to have their injuries treated. Although the cause of the fire is not yet known, the incident is not believed to have been suspicious and was contained to one flat.